receiving.
There's more to what I am than what I've known so far. Take another deep breath. Let it go. I had a dream vision this morning. I lost track of the time. AM. I was seeing the Supreme Court. I was focused on the judges, but probably a little bit extra for the young woman that was just approved by President Trump years ago. So when I got up, I heard bring out the elements, and I did. So I took out the bread and wine, and I said, Lord, what scripture do you want? Now, I know the word, but when I'm half asleep and half awake, when he said where to go, my head was not connected. But he said loud and clear, and I just want you to listen right now. I don't want you to work. I want you to listen. I heard 1 Corinthians 4. And I went to use the NIV, and he said no. So I pulled out the Passion Translation. Now, I know there's four chapters. I know there's five, and I know there's six. But I didn't know the details of chapter 4. So tighten your seatbelt. So then, you must perceive us not as leaders of factions, but as servants of the Anointed One, those who have been entrusted with God's mysteries. Entrusted. I got it? The most important quality of one entrusted with such secrets is that they are faithful and trustworthy. Say, I am faithful. And I'm trustworthy.
And I'm trustworthy.
So bring it on.
So bring it on.
But personally, I'm not the least bit concerned if I am judged by you or any verdict I receive from any human court. In fact, I don't even assume to be my own judge. Even though my conscience is clear. But that doesn't mean I stand acquitted before the Lord. For the only judge I care about is Him. Now there's a footnote. The clear inference is that God will bring to light the secret motives of love, faithfulness, righteousness, and kindness, etc. Not only evil motives, but the pure motives of believers. When the Lord judges His godly lovers, their secret devotion and sacrifices will all be brought into the light, and God will praise them for their faithful love. The reward of eternity will be that God affirms them. The word for praise can actually be translated thanks from God. Can you imagine the day coming when God praises His faithful servants? And it's confirmed in 1 John 4. Verse 5. So resist the temptation to pronounce premature judgment on anything before the appointed time, when all will be fully revealed. Instead, wait until the Lord makes his appearance, for he will bring all that is hidden in the darkness to light and unveil every secret motive of everyone's heart. Then when the whole truth is known, each will receive praise from God. Say, Lord, I can receive this. The ministry of a true apostle. Dear brothers and sisters, I've been referring allusively to myself and Apollos in order to illustrate what I've been saying. It is futile to move beyond what is written in the scriptures and be inflated with self-importance by following and promoting one leader in competition with another. For what makes a distinction between you and someone else? And what do you have that grace has not given to you? And if you received it as a gift, why do you boast as though they were something special about you? Oh, I know you already have all you need. Since when did you become so content and rich without us? You've already crowned yourself as royalty, reigning in your thrones, leaving us lowly apostles far behind. How I wish indeed that you really were reigning as kings already. For that would mean we would be reigning as kings alongside of you. Apostolic model of ministry. It seems to me that God has appointed us apostles to be at the end of the line. We are like those on display at the end of the procession as doomed gladiators soon to be killed. We have become a theatrical spectacle to all creation, both to people and to angels. We are fools for Christ, but you are wise in Christ. We are frail. You are the powerful. You are celebrated. We are humiliated. If you could see us now, you'd find that we are hungry and thirsty, poorly clothed, brutally treated, and with no roof over our heads. We work hard, toiling with our own hands. When people abuse and insult us, we respond with a blessing. And when severely persecuted, we endure it with patience. When we are slandered incessantly, we always answer gently, ready to reconcile even now in the world's opinion. We are nothing but filth and the lowest scum. I'm not writing this to embarrass you or shame you, but to correct you as the children I love. For although you could have countless babysitters in Christ telling you what you're doing wrong, you don't have many fathers who correct you in love. But I am a true father to you, for I became your father when I gave you the gospel and brought you into union with Jesus, the Anointed One. So I encourage you, my children, to follow the example that I live before you. That's why I sent my dear son Timothy, whom I love. He is faithful to the Lord Yahweh, and will remind you of how I conduct myself as one who lives in union with Jesus, the Anointed One, and of the teachings that I bring to every church everywhere. There are some among you who have exalted themselves as if I were not coming back to you. But I will come soon, if it pleases the Lord. I will find out not only what these arrogant ones are saying, but also if they have power to back up their words. For the kingdom realm of God comes with power, not simply impressive words. So, which would you prefer? Shall I come carrying the rod of authority to discipline, or with an embrace in love with a gentle spirit? As I read this morning, and I prepared to take his flesh and blood for the court, there was an awareness of the greatness of the Spirit of Father that works in each of us if we simply trust him. If you think I was remembering 1 Corinthians 4 was about the judges and righteous judgment, et cetera, and unrighteous. But I really believe that he was pressing. That's why I put the pictures of the court back up there. Because there is a war in progress for our country. It's not make-believe. It's very real. But there's a war for us. And he's given us not only some horses to ride, because I went over some of the other words, but the ambassador one seemed to fit the place in God that we're at right now. So Holy Spirit is definitely working to have us be the ambassadors, not with words, but with actions and reactions. If you're gentle and sweet, part-time, then that's one thing. But if you're stormy and you're showing the old nature as well as the new, then you need help from him. And so my press was to call upon the blood to wash our minds clean. Now, how many of you have done this before? Okay. So it's nothing new. What needs to be done is to take some of this home with you. Operate in it when the Holy Spirit presses you, because it will strengthen you. He will rebuild you, and he will manifest himself through you to those that are around you, because he wants you to be that ambassador. I believe with all my heart what's coming down the highway for the nation will be a trial for us, but it probably will be devastation for many because of what's about to happen. If we're not prepared, then we're not going to be able to give out that love that those who need it and those who require some assurance that the whole earth is not going to blow up. I listened to some of the different things that are out there, and to be very truthful, everybody's talking about the end times, and you know, it's so bad that there's no hope. All it is negative. What you and I are, and we've been called to become lovers of the broken. Your love flowing through you from him will change those that are in struggling situations. And that is how I believe he's going to build what he wants. Timothy was sent over to the Corinthians because they were having factions and issues. I believe the courts also had some of the same. Okay? Our job is to lift them up. Our job is to obey. Our job is to release more love when those that are broken have no hope. And as you give out acceptance and love where they are at, not wanting them to be changed, because that's their decision. I can't make someone else change. What I can do is assure them of where they're going if they choose to flow in love. And as you continue to build them back up, that's what an ambassador does. He represents the king. Say, I represent the king. He's a lover from the start.
He's a lover from the start.
And he's going to pour love through me.
And he's going to pour love through me.
And I will be that ambassador.
Because
I know.
There's a birthing going on.
There's some shaking going on in me.
He's changing me.
And I welcome it.
But I need the grace to go forward.
And I'm not doing it alone.
I need my brothers and sisters.
And I need the body of believers to complete my journey.
Hallelujah.